Okay, here's your choice if you're going to the movies this weekend. Do you try to catch up on the Oscar nominees, or is there a new release that's worth your time? Mark Jordan Ligon from the online magazine Slate is here to help you decide. He has our weekly digest of what the critics are saying about the new stuff. It's called Summary Judgment.
What an eclectic mix of movies we have this weekend. Everything from Vegas hitmen with mohawks to lusty teen werewolves to Kevin Smith acting in a romantic comedy. Yes, I know, forget the hitmen and werewolves. The Kevin Smith thing gave me pause also. He stars alongside Jennifer Garner, who plays a young woman grieving over the sudden death of a loved one in Catch and Release. Juliette Lewis and Timothy Oliphant also star.
My girlfriends and I used to have this rule with each other. No sleeping with a guy until you knew his mother's maiden name.
Most of the nation's critics felt like throwing this romantic dramedy back in the water. Even though the Los Angeles Times finds it an oddly appealing, if innocuous, movie of considerable charm, Variety declares it so-so, and many agree with the Washington Post about Jennifer Garner's performance, which says Garner retains a permanent grimace. It's not just depressing to watch, it's tiring. We want to tell her to relax, for our own relief. Next in wide release is the crime comedy Smokin' Aces, where a strange assortment of hitmen arrive to take out a Vegas entertainer who has agreed to testify against a powerful mob boss. Jeremy Piven, Ray Liotta, and Alicia Keys star.
So we're supposed to go in there, bust on this punk, and remove his heart. Is that for
you? Go in, you pull him out. That heart, that's just for flavor.
Writer-director Joe Carnahan, who previously gave us the violent, gritty cop flick Narc, has the critics admiring his camera work but not his script, with many dismissing it as Tarantino light. The Charlotte Observer complains it feels like a roller coaster ride that goes on far too long. My head was spinning for multiple reasons, none of them pleasing. The Hollywood Reporter declares that while the film bristles with cinematic verve, it also is as secondhand as an antique store, and Newsday growls, hyperventilating hogwash. And for those looking for a good forbidden love story, Blood and Chocolate is for you. Based on a popular novel, a young teenage werewolf falls for a human. So it's like Romeo and Juliet, only hairier.
You know about our tradition. Every 7 years, the leader of the pack takes a new wife.
Don't you mean mate?
For fear of negative reviews, the studio did not make Blood and Chocolate available to the critics for any advanced screenings, especially during a full moon, when all the teenage werewolves go to the movies and howl and kick the back of your seat and you give them a look and they bare their fangs and then you have to show them you have a gun loaded with silver bullets. You know, like almost any time you go to the movies these days.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.